art of chanting Hare Krishna, japa meditation techniques. Yesterday we discussed, about attitude, the attitude to attract the all-attractive Krishna. What is that attitude?
Service
attitude. Service attitude, seva bhav. Pure devotional service alone can connect or link Brajagokul with the material world. Brajagokul, Krishna, his associates, and all his wonderful pastimes descend to this world. Golokera Premadan, and manifest in the heart filled with seva bhav. Page 182. So the chanting must be saturated with a mentality of selfless service, desiring only to please Krishna. Our progress depends on blessings from the higher side. So to get the blessings of the higher authorities, the spiritual authorities, our guru, param guru, paraguru, our guru parampara, and the Nitya Parishas, eternal associates of Radha and Krishna, like Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. From our side, we can attract their attention by submission, by service. Hari Guru Vaishnav, service, serving the Vaishnavas, serving Guru and serving Hari, and seeing our attitude of service and our submission and our surrender and our hankering, that we're actually hankering. They say that the bird that cries the loudest gets the worm. So when the mother comes back with one worm, then the birds go, ow, ow, ow. You know, they're all extending their necks. They're extending their necks to get the worm. And the one who has the longest neck, he gets the worm. So that's called utkanta. Utkanta bhav. Kanta means neck. So the neck is called kanta. It's called kanti mala. Necklace around the... Mala around the neck, kanti mala. And ut means uto. Uto means to rise up or to extend. Ut kanta bhav. Bhav means the mood or the feeling of eagerness. Eagerness, yearning, hankering. So that must be there in our chanting. Hankering for the mercy from these higher authorities. So that of course, there's many different meanings to this, but in a simplistic way, this is a type of, you can say, this is a type of utkanta bhav. But this, you can say utkanta bhav abhas. It's a semblance of utkanta bhav. Because really, real utkanta bhav is in the gopis, in Braj. They're so much eager to meet Krishna, eager to serve Krishna, eager to offer everything to Krishna. They're just on the tip of their toes at every second, waiting to run and be with Krishna. So these are techniques. These are called eight rules to better japa. So these rules begin with basic mechanical arrangements, and then they end with the proper mood and meditation. These are eight different rules. Anyone who follows these eight rules will surely improve his japa and receive delightful rewards from Srinam. Delightful rewards. Rasgulla, Malpua. No, something less tangible. The first rule is night before. Night before, the day after. What do you do with the night before determines how you feel the day after. The night before. Give up rice and eating heavy foods at night. Take simple foods such as milk and fruits. By eating a light meal, you will sleep soundly. Soundly. Rise early without difficulty. This is rule number one, night before. So we talked about eating a light meal, then you'll sleep soundly. Rise early without difficulty and have full energy for attentive japa the next morning. The night before, make a sankalpa or a firm vow. So you're taking rest, and there's so many thoughts in our mind, and so many plans and wife or children, so you wouldn't do such a thing. Then just go take a full bath of cold water, then you really wake up. So, but this is one person, one very accomplished Siddha Mahatma. He told me that this is what he does. So he's chanting japa because he gets up at 2 a.m. and he chants. And it's like 4 o'clock, he feels that he puts down a beat, just everything. Okay, then. Like this. Because it's like tamagun, some tamagun comes. So rule number 2, time, place, and mind. Start chanting very early in the morning, either in association with devotees, or sitting beside Tulsi Devi, or next to Thakurji, or in a place free from disturbance. Sit before your deities, or Tulsi Devi, and chant prayers. This is before. Chant prayers to Sri Guru, samsara prayer, and Parampara, the six Goswamis, and the Panchatattva. Remember Thakur Haridas and pray for his mercy. Pray to the holy name to help you chant with full attention, purely and free from offenses. So that's, these are some, this is rule number 2. So in other words, before we wake up, we become purified by bathing, we sit down to chant, and then in the place we chant in some auspicious place, in front of Tulsi or with devotees or the Thakurji, Shalagram or Giriraj, Radhana Krishna. And then before we just grab the beads, okay, Hare Krishna. Then we offer some prayers, submission to the Acharyas, to Guru, and our Parampara, especially our Parampara, because they're watching out for us. They're watching out for us, they're blessing us, they're guiding us. So we want to connect with them by prayer, through prayer. And then we pray to Haridas Thakur because he's the Acharya of the holy name, Namacharya. So we pray for his mercy, we can become steady in chanting. And this is all part of rule 2. If the mind starts jumping, calm it down by prayer, pranayam, or loud chanting. Sometimes you're chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. The mind is, sometimes you can't fix the name too well. Mind is jumping here and there. So then chant louder, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Or you can offer some prayers. Shikshastakam, Chinada, Peace, and Ichina. Different prayers you can offer. That's there in my whole chapter on prayers. Then pranayam. Pranayam is a physical control of the mind through manipulating the breath. You know, pranayam. I developed a system of pranayam. It's called Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Radhe Shyam Pranayam. It's poetic also. You like it? Hare Krishna, Radhe Shyam. No. Hare Krishna. I'm marketing. I just new marketing. I had it marketed with another name. It's a new name. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Radhe Shyam Pranayam. Now, what are the details? When we inhale, this is the mudra used, right? When you inhale Radha. Because you want Radha to come in your heart. You're thinking, you're inhaling and you're thinking Radha, 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 Radha. Then there's holding. There's inhalation. It's called Purvaka, Rechaka, and Kumbhaka, or whatever. So then you hold. And when you hold, you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. Then when you exhale at the opposite nostril, then you exhale Sham, because Sham should go out. He's he doesn't treat Radharani nicely. So it's, you can start with right nostril, inhaling Radha. Then holding and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It's called alternate breathing. In right, hold, out left. In left, hold, out right. This is the mudra, right? Pinky finger, ring finger, and thumb. And you do that for like 10 sets or whatever. Then your mind, then back to the job. You'll see how your mind becomes like cool. It's almost like someone poured some cool water over your mind. Like if you're in the summertime, you put your feet in cold water, it feels very refreshing. The pranayama actually refreshes the mind. In fact, in Hari Bhakti Vilasa, it's telling, Sanatana Goswami is telling before one chants Gayatri, Tri Vandanam, Tri Sandhya Vandanam, Tri Sandhya Vandanam, prayers at the three junctures of the day. In the morning Gayatri, we worship Gayatri Devi. In the afternoon Gayatri, we worship Savitri. In the evening Gayatri, we worship Saraswati. The devis or goddesses, the shaktis of the Lord. So before, it's told that you should chant, you're told you should do pranayama. And if you observe, because I lived in Radhadam at our temple for 3 years, and I would see the pujari, he would make the boga offering at 11:30 in the afternoon for Radhadamadar. Then he would come outside and he would sit, he'd close the curtains, he'd come outside in the darshan mandap and have an asana. He would face the deities and he would do pranayama for about 5 minutes. And then he would get his thread out and then he would chant. I went to Radhasham Sundar Mandir and I've seen a pujari do there. Most everywhere they do. So we can think also. And pranayama, there's so much advertising and propaganda now about curing diseases with pranayama. Swami Ramdev is quite popular preacher of all these things. Health through yoga and pranayama. So when the mind starts jumping, calm it down by prayer, pranayama, or loud chanting. So we suggest whatever works. Loud chanting may wake everybody up. Shut up. So pranayama is very quiet, doesn't make much. But you can even experience that when you're breathing in, it almost sounds like ra. And when you're exhaling, sha. No. That sound is like sh, right? And when he inhales, it, ha, 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 ha. Like you inhale, you go, ha, ha. That's when you do through your mouth, you say, ha. So through your nose, so ra, radha. So Radhe Shyam.
Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Radhe Shyam, Pranayam.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Radhe Shyam, Pranayam. This is copyrighted by Mahanidhi Swami. Because Prabhupada said we don't have to change anything, we just have to add Krishna. Some things have to be, you know, sinful things have to be changed and stopped. But the majority of actions and deeds and exchanges people have are not sinful, the majority of the people. Simply have to add Krishna, then that makes it perfect. So pranayama is all good, it's okay, it's a very good thing. But add Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, Hari Ram, Radha Shyam, Pranayam. So this is rule number 2. If the mind starts jumping for Jagannath Mahaprasad, calm it down by prayer and doing pranayam. Hare Krishna, Hari Ram, Radha Shyam, Pranayam. Or loud chanting, Jai Jagannath! Sri Chaitanya Shikshastakam is the ideal prayer to recite and reflect upon before and during japa. Because Chaito Darpana Marjanam. Now how does that work? How does this work? Of course that's already explained in another chapter. Let me just finish this rule number 2. A very good technique of concentration is to remember the meaning of the third shloka of Shikshastakam throughout the japa period. The third shloka is Trinadapi Sunichena Tarore Vasahishana Amanina Amani Dena Kirtaniya Sanadri. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than a straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree and ready to offer respects to all others and not expect their respect in return. So this is the prayer. So when we're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, yes, we're thinking, yes, I should be humbler than a blade of grass, a straw, just a trina, trina adapi sunichena. Trina means blade of grass, blade of straw, piece of busa. Busa. You know busa? Busa. And then niche means low, and su means very low, sunichi, right? So sunichena means even very, very low, lower than a blade of grass. So Hare Krishna, oh, I should be humble. I'm so proud. Why am I proud? Over what? What am I? I'm nothing. I'm just one single jiva, one single living entity. And I'm so puffed up. And I always carry myself in such a way. Oh, Krishna, I should be humble. Hare Krishna, please help me to become humble. Help me to really appreciate others. And so many revelations. I remember so many, first few years of my chanting of japa, I used to only meditate on this shloka all the time. When I joined in Los Angeles in 1975, I was always chanting with a shloka. And actually what happens, you're always meditating on humility and praying for humility. What happens? You become humble. That's how it works. You act genuinely, genuine feeling, humility and appreciation for others and a sense of honoring others and others are greater than you, and it just grows as the years go on, and you start to see everyone is greater than you and more than you and better than you in some category. Even the fly, other living entities. So, wow, look at that lizard. You know, he's standing on the ceiling. I can't do that. I can't sit on the... And he's just there, tone, you know. He's better than me. We think, oh, he's a stupid lizard. Get out from here. Get the broom. Chase him out. No, he's living there. If you don't like him, your wife doesn't like him, so you have to move him, whatever. But before that, there's some necessary duty. Afraid he might fall on the kids or fall on your soup or something. Then you may move him. But the idea of the outlook, you know, the mindset of how you see things and appreciate. Like I see this cleaning lady coming, and she's like a little deformed, physically deformed. This lady is coming here. There's some problem. But she's a Dham Vasi. She's born in Jagannath Dham. And it says in Skanda Puran that the residents, the people that are born in Holy Dham, the devas are so celestial and so admirable and so beautiful and so divine bodies, the devas, the Indra and Urvasi and all these great celestial ladies. They see these residents of Jagannath Puri as having four arms. They're celestial, divine, spiritual bodies. So this is a Shastra. So then I see this lady, I said, oh, she's so much better than me. She's just a humble cleaning lady. But she's a Dham Vasi. I'm born in hell. I'm born in America. America's hell. America's like hell. And this lady's born in Holy Dham. All she knows, oh, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. So I see her, I said, oh, such a nice lady. Such a wonderful lady, so fortunate lady. I said, Hare Krishna. And I say it with love. And she knows that. And she looks at me and she feels the love. Because love means appreciation of another. Love means real appreciation. Genuine. Not, oh yeah, you're a nice guy. So this kind of consciousness actually comes in. So this prayer is very powerful. This prayer is given by God. It's not a prayer written by some poet, Rabindranath Tagore, won the Pulitzer Prize for literature. He was a great writer. He's a Bengali, Rabindranath Tagore. He's a very famous and wonderful writer of India, recognized worldwide. So he was a poet, and he also wrote literature and so many things. He won an award. But can his writing compare with God? And this is Radha's writing. And when Radha wrote something, she wrote Shikshastakam. When Krishna wrote something, he wrote Shikshastakam. It was a team effort. They both wrote, because Radha and Krishna were combined in this form of Lord Chaitanya. And he spoke this prayer. Spoke this prayer right here in Puri, right in the Gambira. We were just there in the Gambira, right? In the Gambira, and it's chapter 20, 19, I think it's chapter 20 of the Antilila. The Antilila of Lord Chaitanya and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is chapter 20. It's the last chapter of the book, Antilila. And in that chapter is this prayer, Trinata Pisanichina. Lord Chaitanya spoke this prayer in the end of his life. This is his final song, his final contribution. He taught so many things. He gave so many teachings and so many instructions. There's a whole book containing all his teachings called Gauranga Gita. Gauranga Gita is a collection of all of Lord Chaitanya's teachings from Chaitanya Mangala. These are direct words spoken by Lord Chaitanya. But this is his final teaching. So his final teaching must be a summation. In other words, if some man is dying and he wants to tell his son something, he says, listen, I'm 85 years old. Now I want to give you, now I'm dying, I want to tell you what I've realized, my dear sons, what I've realized from life. I made a lot of mistakes in life, but I made a lot of good choices. I did a lot of bad things, I did a lot of good things, but this is my final realization that I attained from life. Now I want you to listen to this. that you should day and night chant Hare Krishna. Or whatever. You know, he tells him something. You should dedicate a large part of your life to serving Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya, this is the end of his manifest pastimes. So he wants to leave his final shiksha. Shiksha. Right? Shiksha means instructions. God's instructions. So this is what he left. Cheto darpanam marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kai ravat chandra vidyavaru jivanam anandam burivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swaranam sarvatmasnaparam pramvijayate sri krishna sankirtanam. So this, when we're chanting, we can reflect on this prayer and any one of the prayers of the Shikshastakam. Please let me become humble. I'm not very tolerant. I always get angry with my husband and my wife or whatever. And I don't have much tolerance, especially in Kali Yuga. People have very less tolerance. This very intolerant age. People are the smallest thing. Ta, hey, ha, ha. No tolerance. It's an age because it's so much pressure. It's not that the person is a bad person by nature. By nature, people are nice. The jivas are nice. But the environment is such. There's high pressure, heavy pressure for work, the workload, the demands, the expenses, the whole lifestyle. Harivo! Harivo! Jagannath Swami ki! Yeah.